This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
There we go. All right. I'll try and do this in
it's not quite lining up on the screen, is it?
There you go. All right. This is billed as the response from higher education. And the easy thing would be just to say, I agree with Dinah. But I'll do slightly more than that, okay? This is a personal view, but it's a personal view that comes from nearly 20 years of working in HE. I, as David has suggested, have a number of different hats on. I'm one of those sort of multi-portfolio job people. 15 years ago, I decided that there was no way that I could teach any of this stuff without actually doing it. And as many of you in the creative industries will be aware, that's quite common in the creative industries. In the UK 15 years ago, it was much less common in conventional computer science. While we were looking across to what Silicon Valley was doing, it was happening over there, but it was not happening as much over here, pre-dot-com boom and whatever. And so I set up two different things. One is I set up an agency, The Other Media, and you've heard a little bit about people like Paul Smith, who we work for. But much more importantly for today, I was involved with a bunch of crazy Swedes in the setting up of something called Hyper Island. And what we did was we bought a prison. We bought a prison in an 1840s naval prison in an area of Sweden that was demilitarizing. This is our prison, 30 cells, make excellent little workrooms. And over 15 years, we've now graduated about 1,500 hypernauts, Hyper Island students, with a two-year degree qualification from the Swedish university system. We've done that in Karlskrona, where we originally had our prison, and now also in Stockholm. And in the last 2 years, we've come over to the UK and also to the US. And in the UK, we've done a lot in collaboration with Skillset, with a number of things. We're now part of their MA program, or will be very shortly, in relation to the Build Your Own MA with Teesside. The principles of Hyper Island, again, many of them, you will recognize these. Active learning, working on real projects with a really huge range now of learning partners, IKEA, Absolut Vodka, Trygg-Hansa. Go look at the list of Swedish big companies and you'll find that probably we now have a relationship with them. Going out and working with every possible company. That came from working locally, building case studies, and then going out and getting the next level of companies and the next level of companies again. Very, very keen on transferable skills, making sure those transferable skills are things that don't surprise us when the iPad or the iPhone 4 comes out. In other words, we're not related to particular technologies, not related to particular software or whatever. Involving industry. For various reasons, we've particularly involved the advertising industry. And we now have links with almost every major advertising company, not just in Sweden and in the UK, but now also very much in the US. Promoting teamwork, we bought a group of trainers from the Swedish military to help us build part of our courses around teamwork. And we have put together a fairly great learning network. Indeed, most of our students who've graduated over the time are still involved in an active alumni, not as, you know, social, but very much involved with continuing to learn and to teach. And I was just talking over lunch, one example of how interesting this has become and the sort of self-sustainability model is that we now have a very low cost for external speakers. And that's because we have people queuing up to fly to Sweden to come and teach in order that they can get themselves in front of the students, in order that the students can then think about coming and working for them. So Ogilvy's, Crispin Porter, the BBH, I don't want to leave anybody out, AKQA, large numbers of advertising agents coming over to Hyper Island to talk to us. Really brilliant. Done a good job. For me, the motivation was a mashup. Okay, And that was to get rid of the silos. I live in a siloed world, or have done until fairly recently, in a relatively traditional new university, one which has specialized in fashion and music and all sorts of interesting creative things, great computer science department, good space research, whatever, but they don't talk to each other nearly enough. And Hyper Island, for me, was about having an environment in which we balanced creativity, business, and technology. So when Dinah says that's important, times 150%. We needed to get our students to eat their own dog food. My motivation in almost all of my life is to create a situation in which I'm doing what I say. You may have noticed another job had popped up onto my little list, which is running a little food shop in relation to Borough Market. I work with a stallholder at Borough Market. Why? I don't need another job, but it's because I need a case study which I can talk about in every particular aspect. I can look at the design, the marketing, the VAT, the tax, the shipping, the product selection, the merchandising, every single part of it. And as professor of e-commerce, it was extremely important to do that. So eating your own dog food is a principle of Hyper Island. I have a big worry, and that big worry is that today's school leavers are not particularly interested in technology. It's so ubiquitous that they're not interested in it. And I can prove that by a conversation I have at the beginning of every year. I've put my head on the block by offering to teach IT 101 now to about 400 people at the beginning of the year. And the really scary thing is how little people are interested in how Google works, why GPS is the way it is, how all of the different things is actually part of the world we're there. They're just not curious about it. It's just ubiquitous. And therefore, we need really strongly to get people to think about the technology and the business as well as thinking about being creative. I love the fact that we're here partly because of skill set. It's about accreditation. In order for people to feel that this stuff is valued, we have to accredit it. We have to find lots of different ways of accrediting it. And the one of the big advantages for Hyper Island was the ability for us to be able to say we had 20 and then 80 and then 160 university points to give away in the Swedish system. And that was great. And we need to do lots more of that. So really strongly supportive of the Build Your Own MA. And we need to see lots of that, not just in the creative industries. Mm. We need to find appropriate distance learning techniques. One thing that really scares me is that over 500,000 people have taken the Stanford module CS193P, okay? It probably doesn't trip off any of your tongues, but CS193P is the iPhone application developer module. Stanford has put it entirely online. The forum's online, the materials are online, the activities are online, and you can just take it free of charge. And over 500,000 people have, okay? We need to find appropriate distance learning techniques in order to allow our students to take things in different ways and in order to play on the international market. Two more slides. If I was starting again today, I've been running Hyper Island for 15 years, I wouldn't start another Hyper Island, okay? What I'd do and what I want to do is to start thinking about what education is going to be like in 2025 and build that. We absolutely need to see that an appropriate level of distance learning, an appropriate level of accreditation, all sorts of things need to take place. So would I buy another prison? No. Okay, I've had a prison. Indeed, the prison is currently up for rental because we bought some more buildings on the island and we don't need the prison anymore. And actually, the cells are really not the right thing. But the metaphor is there. We don't need to buy another prison. What we need to do is to liberate ourselves and do some other stuff. That's it. That's me. Please follow me on Twitter.